We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Mental Space on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Sean Garvey with you Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a special, special treat. Tri-Cities High School's Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department proudly presents a world premiere musical called Timeline, created and directed by Freddie Hendricks, musical director Andre Dennis. We have the Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department here to talk more about it and also talk about the synopsis behind the project, teens sharing their mental health stories. This is very important because we are a show in which we talk about all things considered mental health in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Tri-City High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department. They are in the building. Y'all make some noise. Thank you all so much for coming into the studio to help raise awareness on mental health. We talk about mental health every single day, and to put together with the help of people like Andre Dennis and, of course, the legendary Freddie Hendricks, this together, I mean, this is going to be a very epic project. So first and foremost, because we have a lot of students, a lot of great people in the studio, we're going to go around the room. We're going to have to share mics. We only have two mics operating right now. We're going to go around the room and introduce everybody to our WAOK listeners, starting with you, young lady. We'll pull that mic up to you and let the people know who you are.
Hello, my name is Brooklyn Morgan. I'm a senior at Tri-Cities High School, and I'm ready to share our experiences with you.
Nice, nice. All right, go ahead and pull that mic closer to you, sir. Tell them who you are and your role in the project.
Hi, my name is Raymond Floyd C. III. I am an actor and also cinematographer, and I play the timekeeper in Timeline, the orchestrator of the show, and I can't wait to present it to the world.
Nice, nice. All right, what about you, young lady? What's your name?
Hi, I am Erin Regans. I am a senior at Tri-Cities High School, and in Timeline, I play the character of Angel.
Nice. 23? Class of 23 in the building. All right. All right, we're going to continue to go around the room. All right, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jamal Jones. I am a senior at Tri-Cities High School, and I'm ready to present the Timeline show.
All right, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. All right, what about you?
Hello, my name is Justice Cersei, and I play Minnie the Minute in our production Timeline. Minnie is a lot of things, very sporadic, emotional, impulsive, but she's also the timekeeper's right-hand woman, and she's ready to show you guys the world and more.
Oh, I can't wait to hear more about this. Okay, we're going to come back to you now. All right, what about you, sir? Your name?
Hello, my name is Ashton Graham. I am playing Father Time in Timeline. I'm time itself. Yeah.
It's something about you. You got an old soul. Has anybody told you that you got an old soul energy about you?
Yes. See, mentally, I was born in the 50s, but but I'm just stuck in the 17-year-old body right now. But yeah,
That's deep.
Yeah, I love old everything. See, I'm an old bone myself.
That's deep. All right, well, we really appreciate you all for coming into the studio. I can't wait to talk more about Timeline, teens sharing their mental health stories. Okay, so I want to know how this project came about. How did this project came about? Anybody? Let's say
okay. You. So originally, in the beginning of the school year, we were trying to find a show to do for the fall. And originally, we were going to do a show that was already done at Tri-Cities called Soweto that was directed by Freddie Hendricks. But we decided to create something of our own since, you know, that was so long ago. Let's talk about something that's happening right now. And we ended up coming up with, you know, Timeline. And originally, it was just, you know, we were just talking about, like, you know, our experience and our mental health. And then Dr. Dre played, he made a song. He made a little instrumental. And we wrote on the beat. And then we went from there.
Mm. Okay. Anybody want to add on to that? Go ahead.
I would just like to say that, just like you said, we was all in the classroom just talking about ourselves. And, you know, we're talking about stuff that we wanted to do with the world. And a lot of us talked about wanting to help the world. And a way the world needs to be helped now is mentally, especially with people of color. It's not really a good, I wouldn't say a good topic, but it's like a forbidden topic, especially in brown and people of color's household. And solutions and the knowledge about mental health itself really isn't present. And that's what needs to be done. And that's what we will be doing.
Let's stay on that. Let me let you unpack that. Why do you think we don't have enough conversations in the black community about mental health?
We don't have enough conversations held about that, about mental health in the black community, because it's really, people don't know about it. There isn't enough knowledge about it, and people are scared of it. Because I know a lot of, you know, the aunties and the moms, you know, we have our cliques in black communities. And, you know, if, you know, mom A has a child that's maybe going through something, they don't want auntie to find out because, oh, your child crazy. But it's nothing about being crazy. It's just something different. And a lot of people are scared of what's different. It's just chemical imbalances in the brain, something that we can learn about. And there's so many solutions and probably a lot more that we haven't even found out about because we don't discuss it.
Interesting perspective. Okay. Timeline, a world premiere musical going down at the Viola Turner Theater. What does mental, and we will go back to the project in just a few moments, but what does mental health, from a Gen Seer perspective, what does mental health look like to each and every one of you? Anybody want to go ahead? Let's share the mic. What does mental health look like to you?
Mental health to me, it just looks like your overall well-being, you know, from physically, you know, emotionally, obviously, you know, mentally. It's just all around. For me personally, even in the play, as you know, you'll probably see, it's more of, it was psychological for me. And it was all in my head. It was based on appearance and who I thought I looked like to the world and everyone else. And it became draining for me. So that, for me personally, that's what mental health looked like to me.
Okay. Anybody else want to share a quick testimony, or what does mental health look like to you from a Gen Seer perspective?
Okay. So for me, I would definitely say mental health is a fight, especially from our generation, because of the fact that children these days go through way so much more than I've heard from many, many old heads. Children these days, they go through way much more than you all have went through. And, you know, it's really a struggle to have regular everyday problems on top of mental health problems. So it's really a fight, and it's really just things piling on top and it just stacking on top of each other. So it's definitely said to be a fight.
Interesting, because you have to deal with peer pressure. You have to deal with insecurities, you know, cyberbullying, yes. Social media. Oh, boy, man. We haven't gotten to social media just yet. So, yeah.
And I'm glad you said that, because now I think about it. The reason why it's so much, to me, I think it's so much harder is because not everyone's made aware. And so now that it's in the back of our minds, because now that we know that, like, you know, it's not, you can be all right physically and not all right in the head. And so now that we're more aware, it's a whole lot much harder to not think about what's right in your face. And mental health really for me, it's just it ties in with my spirit, like being spiritually well, because I think what your mind and your soul go hand in hand, but mentally it's really just how you wake up in the morning. For me, if I wake up, you know, drained and unmotivated, then I know something is wrong. If I wake up one, you know, happy, ready to have a good day, then I know this everything is all right to me. And it's also my thoughts. The thoughts that come to me.
Yeah, and you have a safe space for that. And before we go to break, well, hold on to that. We're going to come back to that. We're coming up on a break. It's the Mental Space, Sean Garvey, Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department in the studio to talk about the new musical Timeline. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all keep it locked. It's Sean Garvey, the Mental Space, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome back to the Mental Space. Sean Garvey, you, and you right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I'm Sean Garvey, and to remind you all, this is a pre-recorded broadcast, so please hold off phone calls. We still have the cast, the entire team, Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department in the building. As we continue to raise awareness on mental health, Timeline, a new world premiere musical by the Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department. We still have Brooklyn, Raymond, Aaron, Jamal, Justice, and Ashton in the studio. And speaking of Ashton, before we went to break, I know you wanted to chime in on the conversation on what mental health looked like.
Yes. To me, mental health is the ability and power to be yourself. And especially in the show, we're showcasing our awareness to the public, to our guardians, about teen mental health, you know, ages 13 to 17, to, you know, let them know that we're in need of help sometimes. And, you know, they're our backbone, you know, our guardians, they're our backbone. And from their help, we can be a better society, you know, especially in the Black community, because, you know, generational trauma is a real thing, and it's time to break that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
break that cycle, of mental health challenges. And, you know, I remember as a kid, I'm kind of dating myself, mm-hmm. but when I was a kid at the time, I didn't know what mental health was. You know, I never even heard the terms mental health. I know I was going through a lot, dealing with, like I said in the last segment, peer pressure and bullying and things of that sort. And I didn't know what the purpose was of having a counselor in high school, mm-hmm. or why it was important to go see a therapist. Justice, did you have something you wanted to say?
I did want to say a little something about that. I want to talk more about, especially mental health being in schools. I know we're talking about it with our familiar, like, communities, like family and relationships, but it should be more involved in school as well, because most counselors that are put in school are for our grades, and they're not actual licensed therapists, and most of them really aren't. They don't have they're not equipped to deal with a kid coming in and possibly saying, last night I thought about doing this. For them, it's, okay, well, are you ready for college? Are your grades are wrong? Like, what's happening? And I think that should definitely be talked a lot about more, about putting a lot more therapists and people that are equipped to handle situations like that in school settings.
More therapists in school settings, more courses.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. And especially, like, in this day and age, you know, times is getting busier and busier, you know, and it's just time for us to relax, you know, wind down, you know, have that mental break for us. You know, just like on the weekends, you go on like on a little stroll, you see the sun and stuff, you know, it's just time for that change, you know, break that cycle and just relax our minds. You know,
yeah.
That's for everybody. That's not just for like teenagers, like little children, grown-ups. That's for, yeah, that's for everybody, you know?
Yeah. Facts. A musical Timeline, an original theatrical musical production traveling through the mental health and well-being of the brilliant, artistic, fun, heavy, creative, and complicated minds of teens told by the youth themselves. So from a technical aspect, with the stage production of Timeline. Talk to us about the process in making this project. Like, what was the intricacies involved, you know, on set, behind the scenes? Talk to us about the process.
Well, behind the scenes wise, it took a lot of dedication and hard work to even put the show on. Set wise, I feel like it's gonna be a great set. It's interesting. We got like different designs and different ways to project the feeling and how we see mental health at the school. And also the kids, they're great. They're ready to be great. They're ready for the show. They're ready to put the show on. And it just deal with a lot of stuff, like mentally and physically, to do this show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about behind the scenes. For the show, because since this is an original piece, it had to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And with it being coming from us, it was definitely a tear, a laugh, a story behind every monologue or song in this show. And no matter how much I talk about it, it's like you had to be there to know the feelings behind this show. Like, this show is so sentimental to many, many of us. We were talking about a lot of our personal experiences, personal trauma, personal stories. And then we told a story, Dre made a beat, we put it, made a song, and boom, it was like, that's another scene. Mr. Hendrix blocked it for us, Mr. Horn recorded, and it was like, there you go. But just the emotional and physical affection behind everything in this show, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Go ahead.
And I know we're talking about creating, but putting it on, man, it would be, we get home late, we get home till 9. We have 5-hour rehearsals, 3-hour rehearsals, nonstop. We know, and really, we get 5-minute breaks, you know, every once
just,
in a while.
Just 5 minutes?
On a nice day. You know, at 15, you know. That's a reward if we did great.
No.
But it was definitely, like, if you were there, you were definitely dedicated. Everyone is dedicated. You know, we put our blood, sweat, a lot of tears into, you know, bringing this to life.
Brooklyn.
Yes. This process, I'm going to say, it has not been easy, but I don't mean that in a negative way, if that makes sense. As well as, like, during this process, it's just, like Aaron and Raymond already said, we've invested a lot, and Tri-Cities has never done this before, and that's what makes it so amazing in a way. Especially class of 2023, I don't think we've ever had this kind of opportunity to showcase our own stories and present it to the world, because what we go through, even our own personal stories that we tell, everyone can feel this. Everyone knows, like, can relate to it in some shape or way or form. So I'm very proud of us. I want to thank, you know, Mr. Freddie Hendrix so much, because I would have never thought, like, we would ever do anything like this. Like, we were even saying from the beginning, we never planned to create a show. We were like, what? Create a show? Okay, I'm down for it, but we ain't never done that before. So I'm just blessed. I'm happy. I'm thankful that I'm able to do this with my castmates, with my peers. I love y'all, man, and I can't wait to get this turned up.
Oh, yeah. Do you need some tissues? You know,
I
feel like a tear is about to come down.
You don't need no tissue right now.
Okay,
but bring some to the show. I can't tell y'all everything.
Yeah.
But when Raymond was talking about it was blood, sweat, and tears, he meant tears with a capital T. Okay, bring a box of tissue, not a 1-2 pieces. Bring a box, because it's going to be some emotional. You're going to get emotional.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Everything in the show is a true story.
It's true. Real. It's very, very, very relatable, just like Brooklyn was saying. And I really love how we talk about specific events that happen in teen life today that maybe people will, not maybe, that teens today and maybe some grown folks will be able to relate to. And
anybody can relate.
Our choreographer, Taryn, was speaking about how a lot of grown people need their inner child. Somebody give me the word.
spoken to
or revived. Their inner child revived a lot of times. And I feel like this show will definitely do that because we bring about a lot of those situations back up. And it's like, oh my gosh, I remember going through this, but I never said nothing about it. Mm. And now it's being said out loud from somebody else. So I'm knowing that I was never alone. It's like a...
Come on, I feel like I know what you're about to say.
Yes, it's like a healing. It's like a big old Band-Aid being slapped on your heart.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Well,
yeah, I speaking of grown folks, and we're coming up on another break, but speaking of grown folks, did you all get any advice, whether it's from your parents, guardians, or people that are in the professional field of therapy and counseling, did you all get any advice prior to making this stage production? Hold that thought. I know you're all ready to get on the air. Y'all ready to get on the mic and say something, but we got to take this break. We got to pay some bills, and then we come back. We're going to talk more about the process behind Timeline, a world premiere musical by the Tri-City High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department.
Whoa!
It's the Mental Space. Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome back to Mental Space. Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The Mental Space, each and every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tonight's show is a pre-recorded broadcast, so please hold off phone calls. We still have the Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department in the studio to talk more about this world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Premiere musical Timeline. Teens sharing their mental health stories. They are still excited. I still have all of them in the building. Brooklyn, Raymond, Aaron, Jamal, Justice, and Ashton. And before the break, I raised the question, what advice did your parents and or guardians or anybody in the medical professional field that specializes in therapy and counseling, did they give you any advice prior to you jumping on board for this project? Justice, go ahead. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I would like to start off with, of course, our musical director, the Andre Dennis. He has his own company, the Mental Health Coloring Collective. Coloring Mental Health Collective. And he's a founding member. For 7 years, he's been traveling the years and creating music off of people's stories and just helping people. And he's been a great person in this process. He's helped a lot, you know, starting conversation topics and starters to access questions. And, you know, we would answer the questions. He would make music off of it. And this man has helped so much with the show, us personally. I know me speaking personally, this man has helped me through so much, and I don't know where I would be without him. And he's just great. And I love what he does to help the community and what he's done to help our show.
Big shout outs to Andre Dennis. Okay.
Big Dre.
All right. What about any of you all? Any advice that you've gotten from even not just Andre, but maybe from Freddie Hendrix himself, parents, guardians? Let's go ahead. Brooklyn or Aaron?
All right. Your focus is your money. Mr. Hendricks, sorry. We used to hearing people call him Freddie, but Mr. Hendricks has taught us that. And if two things that I can definitely leave with saying that he has taught us is that your focus is your money and to believe in yourself more than anybody else, because you can't expect other people to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And so they really tie together, focus and your money. I mean, sorry, focus and believing in yourself, because they really tie hand in hand. Because we do this exercise a lot of times in class where he'll say like an object, maybe like a pencil on the floor, and he'll tell everybody to focus on it. And you have to stand in your power, which is no hands in your pockets, no fidgeting, scratching, any of that. And it really teaches you to focus on one thing. And just from the small exercise of maybe focusing on a pencil or a bottle cap, you can focus on anything. And that's where it ties back to believing in yourself. Because when you realize that you can just take your focus and put it all on one, the smallest item, when you can do that, you can do anything. And he has really engraved that into us. And if I left anything, it would be those two things.
Nice. Great advice thus far. Great advice. Any word from the parents? Maybe like besides, oh, baby, just be fine. Just don't make me look bad.
This Brooklyn with you.
All right, Brooklyn.
I talked to my mom about this, this production we're about to put on the 17th through the 20th. And when I first told her about it, she was like, wow, you know? And when I first presented my monologue to her and told her what the story was about, she was like, you know, I was afraid, you know, like I'm really being vulnerable right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she's going to take it. So when I first told her, she was like, wow. And she was basically telling me, just tell your truth, you know? I'm not upset, whatever, you know, you feel, because she's been big on, I can't be mad at you on how you feel. Just how we were just talking about generational behaviors
curses
earlier. That's the kind of mother I've dealt with now. She's like, I always want you to be better than the next. You know what I'm saying? And even what Aaron was saying with Mr. Hendrick, like, first step is believing in yourself and saying, I'm great, you know? I'm great. I want that knowledge. I want to be better, you know? I want growth, understanding, moving forward. So that's the best advice I've gotten from him. And just back to what I was saying with my mother, she was just like, tell your truth. I'm not going to be upset about it. Like, I want you to talk on this, you know? I want you to be vulnerable. Out of all people in this world, like, I want that communication with you, my daughter, you know, my child. I want to see what things are from your point of view, because I've seen myself in situations with her, you know, going back to even the old saying, old folks, a child should be not seen or heard, and neither one of them, you know, or... What was it?
A child should be seen, not heard.
Yeah, a child should be seen, not heard.
Yeah.
But she's more of a, I want to hear you. I want to listen to you. That don't mean I always got to agree.
Right.
What you're saying. And I'm going to make the final decision in every say-so. But she was more of, I want to listen to you. I want to see where you're coming from. And I want to be better. I don't want to be like my mother, you know? So I got a lot of support. And I was very happy to be able to express that with her and how I felt. And I don't know what she's going to take from this. I know what she said. But, you know, I just hope she gets an understanding of how I feel as a teenager, being 17.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm happy to hear all that. So let's talk about Timeline, a world premiere musical, Timeline, created and directed by Freddie Hendricks. What can people expect when they come out and see the musical? Because it is a musical, so there's going to be, I'm assuming there's going to be some rapping, some singing, maybe some spoken word in between. What can people expect when they go check out this production?
So, Timeline, we have monologues that'll make you cry. We have monologues that make you happy. We have monologues that make you rethink. We have songs that will make you happy. And we have songs that'll make you sad. We have scenes. We have everything. We have big dance numbers. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of eye-catching, high energy moments and high attention grabbers.
Just come.
just come and you'll know.
Okay, this is Justice again. OMG, timeline is literally everything and more, y'all. You're gonna be laughing, you're gonna be crying. It's like I'm bursting with energy trying to get the words out. I'm trying to put it into words. It's like you're going to be on the edge of your seats, not knowing what to do next, not knowing what to expect next. You're going to be trying to follow along with the raps. You're going to be hearing stuff like, oh, my grandma used to tell me that. Oh, but it's also a conversation starter. Because you're going to see things that's going to question what you thought you knew and what you thought you didn't know. Because you're going to see stuff on stage, you're going to hear, and you're going to feel a lot of things coming off of that stage that's going to make you turn and look at your mom, your sister, your cousin, your grandma, and say, is that how you feel? And I want that to be for everybody in the audience. I want them to take away something. I want them to learn. I want it to timeline to be a learning experience. I want for them to leave the Viola Turner Theater and be at home or in the car. Like, I want the conversations. Don't even wait till y'all get home. I want y'all, as soon as y'all get in the car, how did y'all think about that? What did y'all think this meant? What did y'all think that meant? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? I want stuff to change. That's what timeline is to me.
You want this to be a huge game changer.
Yes.
And an ongoing dialogue.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So I agree, man. I agree. So, hey, we coming up on another break, but when we come back, I want to bring on the creator and the director himself, Freddie Hendrix, and talk more about Timeline with you all. We got the one and only Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department in studio to talk more about the world premiere musical Timeline is going down at the Viola Turner Theater. We got more information on that. Stay tuned. It's the Mental Space. Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And don't forget to tell Alexa, play News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Sean Garvey still hanging out with you, along with the cast and the members from the new upcoming world premiere musical Timeline going down at Viola Turner Theater, 2575 Harris Street, in the Pont, East Point, Georgia, 30344. We are now speaking to the creator and the director of the world premiere musical Timeline, which centers around teens sharing their mental health stories. And along with this amazing director, we have the musical director and the technical director. But I'm going to start with you, the legendary director, Freddie Hendrix. Woo, woo. Hey. Come on to the mic. You being modest right now, Freddie. You being very modest. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's a blessing to be here, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah.
To be on this, your show.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
As you can tell, the young people, they have a lot to say. And for me, as a creator and a director, that was the main thing. That was the most important thing for me, was to help give them a voice so people can see the feelings of our young people and see that, of course, that they have a voice, but let them know that they are worthy to express themselves in any way they want to express themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because some people go left because of mental health. Because of that, not being able to be themselves, or you know what I'm saying? Because kids are out there committing suicide, turning to other means that just because of, people won't let them be who they are, regardless of whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah. And you are also joined by technical director, Emmy Award winning, Byron Horn. Byron Horn, welcome.
How you doing?
Byron!
How you doing? How you doing? Yes, technical director of Tri-Cities High School. This is a new venture for me, so it's a great opportunity to be around these young folks, young adults.
Yeah, and I see you was doing your thing behind the scenes, behind the cameras there.
Yeah, absolutely. We document, I document with the tech team, or individuals who come around and just say they want to be involved. So what we do is put up cameras, photo cameras. We go around getting interviews, watching them create their pieces. They have moments, they have confessionals, you know, they have all kind of things that's going on with their lives in school, at home, and they just brought it out into, so we just want to make sure we capture it and make sure we utilize, and it's a therapeutic and spiritual thing for them to see.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Last but not least, musical director Andre Dennis in the building.
Yes, sir.
I'm great.
We are here. Thank you for allowing us to be here, Sean. Really appreciate you and
absolutely,
and also Key for the opportunity. And you know, I'm just excited to hear the voices of the youth. You know, too many times they don't have the opportunity to express themselves. For as Justice was mentioning earlier, the work I've been doing for the past 6-7 years has been around as a national mental health advocate. I've been able to connect and tie mental health subject matters with arts, entertainment, sports, and music, and particularly with music, where I'm sharing stories, you know, via music, via composing, singing, songwriting, and so it's amazing that Mr. Hendrix himself, as we've been working on some other things, he asked me to be a part of this team, and I wasn't expecting it at all. I was excited for him when I found out he came back to Tri-Cities, you know, because, you know, he started the drum department back in 93
with
another young wonderful, awesome young lady, and left in 98. So the fact that he came back, I was excited for that, for him. And then that he wanted me to be a part of this journey, and then the fact that the kids actually wanted to tell their stories regarding mental health in a music, in a play, or in a theatrical production—that's right up my alley. That's what I do, you know. And as you mentioned, with Coloring Mental Health Collective, and even with my organization as well, No Lie, No Lie, in which we connect, you know, as far as we basically help people get to their truth. You know what I'm saying? And so this was a beautiful experience. The teens, the youth are absolutely phenomenal. You know, their talents are spectacular. You know, and everyone is going to be immersed in a musical platter of all kinds of feelings and emotions and in the in-betweens, you know, because the setting of what we're doing is the in-between, is actually called the in-between. And so literally you're going to be all meshed in the in-between. We're going to have the highs and the lows of the emotions, the emoting, and it's just going to be, well, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's going to be a musical platter.
It's going to be a musical platter, man. They
smorgasbord.
I promise you, I think everybody's going to be coming out of there saying they was not expecting what we gave them.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's what's been happening. Every time we do a little preview of the first 15, 20 minutes, we literally have grown men crying.
Wow.
You know.
It's definitely going to be a tearjerker.
Absolutely.
Like the young lady said, like Aaron said earlier, make sure you bring your tissues.
Hey, you better bring
a box.
About two, maybe two.
And it's really not a sad show, I don't think.
Nah, it's not.
It's about just people might be crying because, oh, wow, they're doing this. They're speaking on this.
Yeah.
You know, and they probably never heard young people speak their truths like this before. And I think that's the powerful thing about it.
And the thing is that it's going to also be where moments where, you know, because, you know, when you have a death in the family, you know, when you have moments of celebration, when you're celebrating their life, you know, it's going to be moments where it's going to be the celebration, you know, as well.
in various forms where people going to probably want to get out their seats, start dancing, clapping, and stomping their feet with us. So that's why we're saying it's the highs and the lows, because that's what life is. Life is about the highs and the lows, the pits, you know, the valleys, the mountaintop experience, you know. And so that's what we're giving you, but from the youth experience. That's what's so more powerful. Because I will say this live on air right now. Yeah. I'm pretty sure no one has ever done this before. So we're making history with what we're doing right now.
History in the making.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and one other thing. I wouldn't be surprised if these young people with this show take off to places that just unbelievable places. And I make me a prophet right now.
Absolutely.
These young people will. This show could possibly tour, could possibly go to Broadway. You just never know. It's going to be that amazing. Because these young people are that amazing. You know, plus, other than that, I just want to let everybody know that we are a crew of love.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all about love with us.
All about it.
So I'm just proud of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh. Byron?
No, I was just making sure it was up to Fred.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, about the kids, you know, it's amazing to watch them grow. I mean, you watch them stand there in front of you scared to even talk about anything. And then you watch a young man just blossom into, I don't sing, I don't rap, and then there. And then it comes on stage. And just to see the growth on that, that's just crazy.
Man, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
They're superheroes to me.
They really are. Because let me tell you, literally, we've had, if we can only tell y'all the full journey of where we've been with this, like literally songs have been birthed after having conversations in the classroom about their struggles, about the issues. And literally where tears have been shed, where literally I'm in class producing music. After hearing the conversation, mind you, this is the work I've been doing. This is like God is the divine has set me up for this years ago, 6-7 years ago, with the work I've already been doing to be able to do this for this moment to bless these kids. Because literally, we've been creating music in class after tears have been shed, literally, from all of us, not just them, but where we having transparent moments about my past, about my bringing up my youth story, Mr. Hendricks' youth story, Mr. Horn's youth story, you know, and where we're sharing it, and they're being so vulnerable in this safe space. You know, we also like to say a space of I say a space of care as well, a care space, you know, because a lot of times the youth are not, they don't feel like the adults really care about their mental health and about them being able to feel the love, you know what I'm saying? And know that you love them and know that there's no judgment at all. And so we have been able to create a masterpiece from literally having these dialogues, these real, truth, honest dialogues that most times the youth and teens will never have with adults because they don't feel the love of care.
Yeah, we say this a lot, that it starts at home.
Absolutely.
You know, it starts with conversations between the parents and the kids. You know, like the young lady said earlier, kids are to be seen and not heard, which that was the old school. I call it the old school way of how they felt that children are. You know, that classic saying, I brought you in this world, I can take you out. We grew up hearing that. But, you know, dealing with all the stuff today, like it's important that parents, and I'm not a parent myself, but I know what it's like being raised in a single parent household and trying to get my mother to understand things that I'm going through and stuff like that. It takes communication and also family counseling also. You know, we gotta bring awareness to that. Family counseling, having a professional person to come in and help mediate and talk to both the parents and the kids and get them to a level of understanding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's funny you said a professional person. So a part of what I did not say is with the organization, I actually work with therapists and counselors and who actually my cousin Nicholas Gray, he actually has a PhD in psychotherapy, clinical care and counseling. And so we're all around the world, or the country in particular, where we are intentional about making sure we, especially for the black and brown community, care for our people, because typically most times there's no conscious effort to care for our people. And, you know, a lot of times the teens and the youth are overlooked, you know, in certain ways. And so that's why this is so important and so such a – I feel like this is a passion project that has brought us all together with the music, with the direction of Hendrix, with Horn doing his videography and even his words of encouragement. Then even with everyone calls him Miss T, amazing Tri-Cities alumni, Taryn Harris, who's the choreographer. Her movements are just speaks life to the music that we set and even the monologues that have been set. And it's phenomenal, man, like for real.
You used a good word right there, phenomenal. It really phenomenal. Is. Hey, we're coming up on another break. If you all can just hold on for one moment because we want to bring the students, we're going to bring the department back in. They want to do a little something-something for our listening audience. Just a little something-something.
Thank you.
Yeah, they want to do a quick piece. And we'll talk more about the project as well, too. Once again, a world premiere musical timeline created and directed by Freddie Hendrix. And it's a must-see. It's a must-see, ladies and gentlemen, for all ages, parents, adults, kids, teens, especially if you have a teen, parents, guardians out there, if you have a teen that's going through some stuff right now, that going through some mental health challenges, bring them to the stage play, to the stage musical timeline. We're going to have more with the Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department. We're going to have more with them. It's the Mental Space, Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. We got the Tri-City High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department in the studio.
Yeah.
You all are lit. Let me just also say that you all are lit this evening. We love the energy. We love the energy. But this is what it's all about. It's not only a celebration. We're not only just celebrating you guys for putting together a effortless, hard work production, but it's also to remind people the awareness behind mental health and why they need to come out and check out Timeline, a world premiere musical. Once again, this is a pre-tape, pre-recorded show, so make sure you hold all phone calls and enjoy the show. A world premiere musical timeline created and directed by Freddie Hendrix, who I just had the opportunity of speaking to just a few moments ago, including musical director Andre Dennis and technical director Emmy Award winning Byron Horn. We still have Brooklyn, Raymond, Aaron, Jamal, Justice, and Ashton in the building. Now, I understand that you all wanted to do a piece. A little something from the timeline going down at Viola Turner Theater Thursday, Friday, November 17th, 18th at 7 p.m. And also on the weekend, Saturday, November 19th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Two shows on Saturday, one show on Sunday at 5 p.m. So let's go ahead. Let's do a quick monologue. Let's give people a little taste on what they can expect from Timeline.
True. The quality or state of being true. And no matter what you know or knew, just like time, we've all been given truth. And it's our job to use it to the fullest. And the funny thing about the word truth is if you take out the T, you have Ruth, and you have less. So the truth can be ruthless.
Truth can be ruthless.
Truth can be ruthless.
The truth won't say sorry. It'll make you apologize. Because the truth is ruthless. Ruthless to your ears. Ruthless to your mind. Ruthless to your heart. So let it. Especially when it comes out the mouths of babes. So listen. As we tell our truth. Our
timeline.
November 17th through 20th.
In the Viola Turner Theater.
At Tri-Cities High School. Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department.
Be there.
Ooh-wee, y'all give a hand clap for that. What a promo. What a promo. Timeline, a world premiere musical is going down. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Viola Turner Theater, 2575 Harris Street, East Point. And we got to also shout out to all of the important contributors to this project. I mean, it's just amazing. Big shouts to AmeriGroup Real Solutions for sponsoring this event. Also, we got to give another big shout out to Unity National Bank for being another great sponsor for this event. And I also got to shout out our very own Kiana Wingfield. Y'all give a shout out to Kiana Wingfield for helping me put this interview together. Big shout out to Kiana Wingfield. And musical director Andre Dennis, you want to come back on the mic and say,
I'll say this real quick. Yeah. Thank you to our sponsors, AmeriGroup and Unity National Bank. It is free for all. Everybody say all.
All.
Tri-Cities students, parents, and alumni. Say free.
Free.
$0.99.
Let's go. $0.99. So y'all should be there. I promise you it's about the awareness for them. So they wanted to make sure they supported us. So we're talking about tours. So we already got some major support from some major companies. Thank you very much to our sponsors and many other sponsors as well. Thank you.
This is going to be big. This is going to be big. Okay. Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
We also want to say thank you to Jacob Garcia, our Madnick director.
Woo, Mr. Garcia. Thank you so much.
Yes, we, like, so much stuff would not have been able to come to fruition without Mr. Garcia. Like, there's been so many times where we ask that man things last minute, and he gets it done, like, no hesitance, no question at all, and there would be really nothing without him, and I thank him so much for coming to our lives and giving us so many blessings.
And also, we want to shout out our proud principal. Miss Everlett, Dr. Let it happen.
I also want to shout out the tech team and Mr. Byron Horns.
Mr. Byron Horns.
And very last shout out to certainly not least, but last. I know that was backwards, but we kind of backwards. That's what's why we great. Last but not least, shout out to our great choreographer, Miss Taryn Harris, and our stage management. Britt?
Mr. D. Vincent and Britt.
All right. Big shouts. And also, we got to mention that this was written by the musical theater students.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got some great writers in the house.
Oh,
it's nice. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh,
come to the mic. Come to the mic.
That are birthed in the creative space.
Okay.
You know, because the songs and the dialogue, the scenes, it can't be created without us building first, without us, you know, doing our research on the subject that we're about to write and create about. I just want to shout out to these beautiful young people at Tri-Cities High School for the Visual and Performing Arts. Not only the theater department, but the choral department, the band, the orchestra, the art department, the
music production,
the dance, everybody, because Tri-Cities is on the move. Tri-Cities is number one in my heart, at least. And I just want to thank all of them.
That's a big acknowledgement right there. Tri-Cities. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Act up.
I'm loving the energy. One more thing. What do you all want people to take away from Timeline? After they come out of the theater, what is it that, most importantly, what is the takeaway?
Takeaway for me is acceptance.
I just want, after the show is over with, you know, I just want everybody to learn how to listen to their surroundings, listen to their children, the guardians, the community, just listen and focus too.
One thing I want them to take away, something Mr. Garcia always has told us, is you have two ears and one mouth. Like Ashton said, I want you to listen and to take away knowledge. I don't care what you take away from the show, but I want you to learn something, at least one thing from the show.
I just want to make sure y'all take away that change can happen and change will happen.
Yeah. Indeed.
I would like people to take away that they're not alone. It is people out there going through what you're thinking and thinking about what you're thinking about. And y'all know I love my tissue analogy. I want people to walk away with a soaked tissue.
All right.
I want people to fight a little harder. I want people to fight a little harder, understanding and growth. Just grow. Growth is an uncomfortable process, but we all have to get through it at some point. And just what Aaron already said, we're all in this together. You're not alone.
I want people to realize that, you know, this play came from us. And really anything great can come from you. So I want people to believe that greatness lives inside of you. You do all you have to do is tap into it.
Okay.
And I'll say, simply put, I want people to walk out knowing that there is a process to getting well, getting better, to talking to others, talking to people so that you know that there's a community supporting you. And in that process, know that you are loved, you are cherished, and that people care about you. So the process.
There you go. There you have it. The Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department presenting a world premiere musical, Timeline. Once again, it's going down at Viola Turner Theater, 2575 Harris Street, East Point, Georgia, Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m., November 17th and 18th. Two shows on Saturday, November 19th at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. Sunday, November 20th at 5 p.m. All Tri-City High School students, free. Free admission.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Students, parents, and
alumni.
Students, parents, and alumni.
Okay, there you go. We don't want to leave the parents out. But all right, for more information, ticket information, general information, can they call and email? They can call or email. Fredericks at FortonSchools.org.
Absolutely. That is the information right there. And you can go to the Tri-Cities High School webpage where it will take you to the ticket portal to actually select your tickets as far as your free tickets for the Tri-Cities students, parents, and alumni. So, thank you very much. For any further information, go to the website.
Or you can also go to the Tri-Cities Theater page on Instagram, TCHS, please.
Okay, and I'm going to repeat the email address one more time, hendricks@fortonschools.org. That's hendricks@fortonschools.org. All right. Any additional information? Cool. All right, y'all, it's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, News and Talk 1380, WALK. Once again, come out and support this soon-to-be amazing stage play, a world premiere musical, Timeline, teens sharing their mental health stories. Y'all give it up one more time for Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Theater Department. Thank you all so much for coming down. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey, in which we talk about all things considered mental health in our community. Right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.